The intense winter storm continues its track to the northeast this afternoon. The storm tracked south of Long Island, south of Nantucket yesterday, and now it's in the Gulf of Maine. In that spot, the heaviest snow is occurring in Maine this afternoon, so at least the heaviest snow is gone from our area. But there are still some lingering areas of snow that will continue into tonight, and there's still the chance for some snow showers into the day tomorrow. For many of us, it was kind of a run-of-the-mill type winter storm with light to moderate snow accumulation. For others, though, it was far from run-of-the-mill, with a band of intense snow that formed and dropped heavy snow amounts from northwestern New Jersey into the eastern Catskills, the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and southern Vermont. And there have been a number of reports of snowfall amounts in excess of 30 inches in portions of southern Vermont into the Berkshires. So it's a big storm there for sure. Still a couple of more inches of snow will be possible as the snow showers continue heading into tonight, especially across the North Country, but even in the Capital Region, we'll have the chance for some snow showers from time to time. Temperatures overnight will drop back into the 20s. Snow will be steadiest across the North Country tonight. Heading into tomorrow, we're still under the influence of this storm as some upper-level energy works through, and that means we have a good amount of cloudiness with us through the day tomorrow, and we're going to keep that chance for snow showers in our forecast as well. So look for snow showers from time to time. It's not going to be especially impactful in terms of accumulation. I don't think we're going to see a tremendous amount of snow tomorrow, but it's certainly possible that the roads may become slick, especially in the higher terrain as these snow showers come through. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the low to mid 30s, which is cooler than normal for this time of year. Heading into the weekend, we'll call it seasonably cool. Temps will be around 40 degrees both Saturday and Sunday. There's still a chance for some snow showers on Saturday with more in the way of clouds. Sunday looks a little bit brighter with, again, temperatures up around 40 degrees. And remember that this is the weekend that we transition from standard time to daylight saving time, meaning the clocks go ahead 1 hour early on Sunday morning. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with areas of light snow, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow showers, highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow showers, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow showers, breezy with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow showers, breezy with highs in the middle 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, highs in the 30s to around 40. And on Sunday, partly sunny and seasonably cool with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.